Hey there, Hope City. Pastor Ken here, and I'm really glad you decided to take some time to pray over your community. Pastor Phil mentioned this in the last podcast, and I just totally agree. But you aren't living where you are now on accident. God has a purpose for you where you are. There are people around you and families that need to know the life-changing hope and love of Jesus. And God can and even wants to use you in that. And as amazing as that is, it can also be terrifying for a lot of people. But understand, you don't need to start a Bible study and lure people or entice people to your house with barbecues or pizza. Although you could do that and I'd come. You don't need to put a church brochure in the mailbox or ring the doorbell and just ask them if they know where they're going to spend eternity. You could do that if you wanted to as well. But ultimately, what God is asking of you is that you be a great neighbor. And that means a lot of different things, but being a great neighbor starts with prayer. Prayer puts you in a posture to listen to what God is saying. It puts you in a posture to have hope for your neighbors. Prayer changes how we see things because we begin to see things the way God does. And God loves each person on your street, on your block, and in your neighborhood. And so spend time praying today. It's going to be time really well spent. So to start, let me just pray over you that this time would be engaging and challenging and really spiritually rewarding. God, we thank you for the opportunity you've given us in our neighborhood, the chance to love and to bless and to pray for those who live around us. I pray specifically over each person listening right now as they journey around their community that you would help them see those living around them the way that you see them. Would you enlarge their heart for their neighbors? Would you increase their passion to see you move in their lives? And would you give them the courage that with the Holy Spirit, you can use them to reach those around them? God, over the next few moments together, would you move in their life? Would your presence refresh them? Would you inject hope into their life? And God, would they begin to see how you are already at work in people's lives and how you are going before them and preparing the way? And I pray specifically for those that even walking around and praying in their own heart is challenging because of fear. Would you speak to them right now? Would you bring confidence and courage? Would you let them know that they are loved and that you can use them just as they are? We love you, God, and we trust you. We devote this time to seeking the peace and prosperity for our neighbors. In your name, amen. Now, if you haven't done so yet, throw on some headphones, put on some decent walking shoes, and head outside. To sort of prime our hearts, we're going to listen to a song that our worship team has played over and over on a Sunday morning called Here Again. And I want you to listen to the words in the bridge that are so fitting for today. It says this, "Not for a minute was I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit, dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place." That's really the heart of this prayer walk. Come, Holy Spirit, dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. Let those words resonate in your mind and in your hearts as you walk around the neighborhood.
Can't control what tomorrow will.
Trust that that was a meaningful few minutes for you. Today we're going to center our prayers on families. You know, we're only a few days away from September and the new school year, and it's often this high stress, hectic time of the year for so many families. And God's heart for your neighbors is that they would be filled with peace. So we're going to take 5 minutes and pray for that. And not just the type of peace that you get from kind of a weekend away, but this real lasting peace that only God can bring. Ultimately, peace comes from God and being in friendship with God. But in Jeremiah 27, we're explicitly told to pray for the peace of our city, and so we're going to do just that. Before we do, I just want to read over you Psalm 23. It's a really well-known psalm, and it's one of my favorite passages because of its peace-inducing imagery. So I want to read this over you, trusting that you would experience this type of peace. And we're going to spend some time praying for the peace of the families in our neighborhoods. Psalm 23 says this: "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and the staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." as you experience God's peace, take the next few moments and pray that over your neighbors as well. We're going to transition into another prayer moment. We want to pray over our neighborhood schools. Most students, K-12 and into university, are heading back to school this upcoming week. And if you are within close walking distance to a school, start making your way over there. Press pause and walk over there. But if you're not, continue to pray right where you're at. You know, schools are a central part of a young person's development and their experience, and schools can be a really tough place for a lot of kids. And so we want to spend some time praying over our local schools. And so here are some things that you can be praying for. Pray for the school principal, that they would lead wisely. Pray for the teachers, that they would have joy as they teach, that they would have clarity. Pray for their well-being, mental and physical and relational. If your child is attending that school, pray for their specific teacher. Pray that they would have a positive impact on your child. Pray for their salvation. Pray for their marriage. Pray for their family. And of course, pray for the students. Pray that they would find incredible friends that would help them make good decisions. Pray that the anxiety they have for returning to school be replaced by peace. Pray that their faith grows and not diminishes over this year. Pray that they would meet other Christians that would help them follow Jesus, and pray for their safety this fall as well. So take 5 minutes and let's lift our local schools, the principals, the teachers, and the students before the Lord in prayer. To close our time together, I wanted to spend a few more minutes and direct our hearts and minds to the Lord in worship. We're going to sing the song called Living Hope. We know Christ as our living hope, but that won't be the case for everyone in your neighborhood. So as you sing this song, reflect on the lyrics. They're powerful, they're trustworthy, and they're a part of your story. But they can also be the part of the story of so many families that line your street as well.
How great the chasm that lay between. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work
Thank you, church, for engaging today, because prayer makes a difference. It makes a difference in our own lives and in our community. And as we mentioned before, being a great neighbor, it starts with prayer. And hopefully throughout this podcast, you felt encouraged in the Lord. I trust your heart has been enlarged for your neighborhood. I trust that you sense that, yeah, God can use you, not this future version of you that might have things a little bit more together, but the you right now to bring hope to your neighborhood. Thanks for engaging, church. God bless.